Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, senior pastor of Briarwood. Well, here we are at the end of the week, and we got another slice of fresh bread. Well, again, glad to be with you in the Word of God. We've been in chapter 4, and we come to the conclusion of chapter 4 today. Follow along with me in verse 11. Command and teach these things. Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. And until I come, devote yourselves to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation and teaching. Do not neglect the gift which was given to you by the presbytery of elders, and hold fast to the prophecy and the hands that were laid upon you. Practice these things, immerse yourself in them, so that all may see your progress. Well, keep a close watch on yourself and all your teaching. Persist in this, for by so doing you will save both yourself and your hearers. My, what a glorious passage. We're going to take 2 days on this, so let me start you into it. Here it says, command and teach these things. Let no one despise you for your youth. Now, it's obviously Timothy was young, as he had just been converted when he began his ministry. And so he's telling him, don't let people despise your youth and set you aside. You have the credentials of ordination by the presbytery. You have my affirmation as the apostle. So confidently, certainly with humility, but with confidence in the Lord, set about your ministry. Now, what is your ministry? All right, here's the first thing. Set before the believers an example. How far is my example to be developed and set before those who I pastor? Well, in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. And so what he's saying is this. The way you talk ought to honor the Lord. Not only the way you talk, but what you do, your conduct. And you ought to be identified by love. Your love for the Lord, your love for believers, your love for the lost, your love for your family, that your love ought to be evident. And not only love, but in faith. People ought to see that you are a man of faith. Now, faith comes from hearing the Word of God. So you're hearing God's Word, and then what God's Word says, it not only brings you faith, it becomes the instrument whereby you focus and define your faith in Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. And not only that, but he says that you are to be a model not only in your faith, but then he says this, you are to be a model in purity. You are to be a model in purity with your life. Now here, he is looking at the matter of sexual purity, that he ought to be above reproach in his relationships with the opposite sex. He ought to understand that sexuality is a gift from God within marriage, and Timothy ought to manifest it with his life and his ministry so that there are no accusations that could be leveled against him. You're setting an example for the believers where? Well, in your speech, in your conduct, and not only your speech and your conduct, but you set it also in terms of how you believe and your love for the Lord and your love for the believer and the love that you have for others and in sexual purity. And then he says, now until I come, here's what I want you to do. I want you to devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation and teaching. Specifically, don't neglect the gift you have, which was given you by prophecy through the presbytery of elders when they laid hands on you. So here he is telling him, you have this gift. It has been prophetically affirmed. Now what I want you to do is keep developing it. Don't neglect the gift. Stir it up, sharpen it, use it. Now, the gift comes from the Lord. The effectiveness is in the hands of the Lord, but we ought to seek to sharpen our gifts and use our gifts and continually grow in not only the graces of how we live before the congregation, but our gifts in how we can effectively minister to them. So don't neglect developing it. Even as you sharpen your witness, sharpen the use of your gifts that the presbytery has affirmed at your ordination. Well, there's a little bit more to have there in that passage, and we'll pick that up on Monday. You find yourself in the Lord's house with the Lord's people, worshiping the Lord with God-centered worship. Praise to the Father through the preeminence of Christ and in the power of the Spirit this Lord's Day. And then join us again on Monday for another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.